Moon is mother, Mars is brother, Mercury is friend, uncle. Then Jupiter is children, family. Family, Jupiter is children or elder brother. Then you have Venus is wife, spouse or sister. And then you have Saturn is older people in the family, old, other old, vriddha, like that. You have to learn then again more significations. In a school, what are the significations? Sun is the principal. Moon is the headmaster. Headmaster, there's a headmaster who's handling your class. There's a class headmaster. Every class has a headmaster. Physics teacher is Jupiter. Chemistry teacher is Venus. Mathematics teacher is Ketu. A geography teacher is Mercury. Then who else? Tell me the subject and I'll tell you the teacher.
Biology
teacher is?
Mars.
History is Saturn, old studies. History, anthropology and all is Saturn.
Languages?
Mercury.
So what's Japanese is
here?
Foreign
languages.
Astronomy.
Mathematics, yeah.
Political science, son?
Round. Political science is pure round. Non-adulterated. Machiavelli. Chanakya.
Text analysis.
Text analysis. What is text analysis?
When it tries to
choose
the message
of the world. Pardon? I think I was trying. Cipher. Cipher is to do with Rahu. It is a part of the spy thing. It originally started with spy. Then they gave a nice name for cipher.
Encryption.
Rahu. Spy versus spy. Have you seen the serials?
Decrypting. So decrypting.
Medical science will come under
Mars.
Moon and Mercury.
See, medicine as such is ruled by Saturn. Disease. Disease, as to fight disease, you have to learn disease. Saturn. Then surgery, Mars. Okay. Mars rules all engineering. All engineering and technology comes under Mars.
Is the sociology study of society ruled by
Moon? Even as a political system, socialism is ruled by the Moon.
Psychology is also Moon.
Psychology is Moon, correct. Correct, psychology is Moon. So you see, these planets, when they are placed strong in the chart, they show your strength in subjects. Biology, on principle, actually is not biology. It is taught like junior medicine. So therefore it is Saturn. Biology, the way it should have been taught, would be so Mars. It is the knowledge of the life on Earth. It is not taught like that. It is taught as you're bifurcating animal kingdom, plant kingdom, part of geography, basically. And then from there they take a stream and teach you biology. Amoeba, life forms, and this and that.
The power industry, the power sector,
power sector, sun. All power and energy is from the sun.
Geology
is Mercury. Mercury, but it will be with a Rahu, because you are learning the things under the earth. Mercury and Jupiter. Accounting with a focus on money management. See, the more specialized you get, you will have an upper this thing and then you are branching off to a specialized life.
And management studies Venus?
Venus.
When I do power turbines, then turbine would not heavy machine, not Rahu?
Heavy machine is Rahu.
The philosophy,
Moon.
Philosophy, not Jupiter?
Moon.
What about geography?
The most important part of philosophy is you have to be completely unbiased. Pure philosophy is a complete free thought of the mind where you are completely unbiased. And then from there you develop biases. So you start with the moon, and the philosophy can be become theosophy. Then it's Jupiter. It can become the other extreme, there is no God. It becomes communism. It can take the other extreme, that of what they call a fascism, Ketu. So different planets can color the philosophy. A pure philosophy is essential.
I study philosophy of science.
Philosophy of science. Very nice. So what will that be? Moon will be influenced by what planet to understand philosophy of science? Science, Rahu, science. Physics, let's say among the sciences, when you talk of science, which is the root? Physics, Jupiter. Laws of nature,
Jupiter.
Pardon? Astrology is ruled by the sun. Astrology is ruled by Rahu, you are cheating. Jyotish is ruled by the sun. Satya Jyotishi Juhomi Swaha, Surya Jyotishi Juhomi Swaha. So the sun rules Jyotish. This is from the Maharaja Upanishad. Satya Jyotishi Juhomi Swaha, Surya. I think yesterday you did the Ritu, right? Mm-hmm. Which Ritu rules Jyotish?
Spring.
Spring. क्या बात है आपको तो स्प्रिंग दिखाई दे रहा है सवेरे सवेरे ब्रेकफास्ट अच्छा हुआ स्प्रिंग ज्योतिष इज द हाईएस्ट तपस्या ज्योतिष इज अ तपस्या अनलाइक द अदर वेदांगस देर आर सिक्स वेदांगस सिक्स पार्ट्स ऑफ द वेदास of which Jyotish is tapas, the burden. You have to burn. If you have to do tapasya, therefore it is ruled by Grishma, Mars, as Agni, because sun gives all the seasons. But because Mars, as such, cannot rule the pure knowledge of the Veda, therefore he hands it over to the sun, hands it back to Surya. Because Mars cannot hold it. Therefore he hands it back to Surya. Pardon?
Mercury.
Which one?
Speech
of every kind is Mercury. And then from Mercury you have to take different specializations. Foreign languages, Mercury Rahu. Mother tongue, Mercury Moon. Speech pathology, that is, pathology will be understanding the...
Teaching people to... Dyslexia.
Dyslexia and things like that. That is a Mercury Saturn. Diseases related to speech you are studying. Speech related diseases. So Saturn on Mercury and you are removing them. It's a very hard subject. Half the people don't even understand what that is. You have to be very specialized. So very, very special, very difficult. Success rate is very low in that.
Did you
talk about Ketu? I have talked enough about Ketu. My point is, like this, see, when you are younger and you have age and in your hand and you have time in your hand, you can spend years together talking on this. Because everything in the planet has a signification. So that is a primary, there is a secondary, and there is a tertiary signification. Three levels of significations you should know for everything. It's very interesting how all this is. Oh, nikala kaaj nikala?
Okay.
So everything has about three levels. And you need to work, you know, whenever you have time, you people should work more and more and more and more. So today, huh? I've told. I've done all
Sanskrit.
A structured language, see, Sanskrit is structured. It is mathematically derived. It is very scientific. Every group of syllables is based upon a certain placement of a tongue inside the mouth. Dantya, dentals. Th, th, dh, dh, na are all one group. Dantya, based upon the teeth, the tongue touching the teeth. It is very scientific. Exactly five of them. Why five? Panchatattva. Every akshara, every syllable has a very specific scientific spot in Sanskrit. When you learn Sanskrit properly, this is how it is taught. It's 3 square plus 4 square is equal to 5 square. And then the two which are out. And why they are out? That's the spiritual aspect of Sanskrit. Because if everything is in the system, then there is nothing called moksha. Right? So therefore we have two sounds which are outside the system. Anyway, that is Sanskrit, you will learn Sanskrit. And my suggestion, if you really want to enjoy and learn Sanskrit, don't pay for it. It's a language. Did your mother charge you when she taught you Sanskrit? No. So don't pay a fee for it. Give a dakshina for it. You understand the difference? One, you're paying a fee, because there is a certain course and you're taking the course. Two, you're treating it in the old Guru Sishya Parampara. And you're giving a Guru Dakshina for it. Which is what you want to give. So when it comes to Sanskrit as a subject, which is the root of the Veda, it is better to go the old Gurukul way. If I had my way, my wish would be like that. But if I did this, what happened to me, I don't want to talk. Because Jyotisha is Surya, and you do it free, they say, you get what you pay for. What does that mean? Which is free is useless. So then I had to modernize. So that is why I modernized. We have a modern system in place. But hopefully 50 years from now, we will have the Gurukul in place. So we are starting off. Let us see how it will end. Today we are studying the exaltation and the Mula Trikona and the Swashetra and the Nature Sthanas, the placement of planets. Okay? Huh? No.
No, no. We have not yet started.
You don't have breakfast, that's the problem. You're still asleep. You know, I can see the sleep in your eyes. I see the sleep in the eyes. Sabani, no breakfast.
I thought, why didn't you eat something?
When I look at your face, I feel sleepy. So then I forget this, I forget that, I do this, I do that. So today we are supposed to study exaltation, Mula Trikona, Swashetra. How shall we study it is my question. Do you want to study it like this in a classroom? Or do you want to sit outside and study it the way we used to learn it in a village? How do you prefer? Because before I start, I want to hear your words. You want to learn the other way?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Then you can sit comfortably. There is no attention. You can stand at ease. You can relax. You can sit down. You can get a cup of tea. You can get a cup of coffee. And then some of you can even get up and walk away. And then again come back. Do you want the informal situation? What do you say, Mariana? Okay, shall we have a vote on this? Informal?
Yes.
Oh, the majority. We have it informal. Good. We will do it informal. Come on, let's go on. Sit down.